As we continue our theme on abiding this week, here is Psalm 91. So if you want to grab your Bible and turn to Psalm 91, I invite you to pause now and do that. Psalm 91. Whoever dwells in the shelter of the Most High will rest in the shadow of the Almighty. I will say of the Lord, He is my refuge and my fortress, my God in whom I trust. Surely He will save you from the fowler's snare and from the deadly pestilence. He will cover you with His feathers, and under His wings you will find refuge. His faithfulness will be your shield and rampart. You will not fear the terror of night, nor the arrow that flies by day, nor the pestilence that stalks in the darkness, nor the plague that destroys at midday. 1,000 may fall at your side, 10,000 at your right hand, but it will not come near you. You will only observe with your eyes and see the punishment of the wicked. If you say, "The Lord is my refuge," and you make the Most High your dwelling, no harm will overtake you. No disaster will come near your tent, for He will command His angels concerning you to guard you in all your ways. They will lift you up in their hands so that you will not strike your foot against a stone. You will tread on the lion and the cobra. You will trample the great lion and the serpent. Because He loves me, says the Lord, I will rescue him. I will protect him, for he acknowledges my name. He will call on me, and I will answer him. I will be with him in trouble. I will deliver him and honor him with long life. I will satisfy him and show him my salvation. Psalm 91 is a psalm I've heard plenty of people quoting and talking about as the coronavirus has grabbed our attention. People have been quoting verse 3 and verse 6 especially as protection from the virus as it talks about this deadly pestilence in the psalm. Now, I think this is a fair approach to the psalm, but before we go quoting this psalm or anything else in the face of coronavirus, we should remember that even the devil used this psalm as he tempted Jesus in the wilderness in Matthew and Luke 4. For our theme of abiding, however, where we're going to focus, the psalm opens with this: whoever dwells in the shelter of the Most High will rest, will abide in the shadow of the Almighty. Dwelling and abiding. These words open this psalm, and I think speak hope to us in this time of pandemic, regardless of the verses about the deadly pestilence. This psalm is also comforting as it speaks of God as our refuge and our fortress, God in whom we trust. Describes God as a mother bird covering us and sheltering us under His wings. God's faithfulness, not ours, but God's faithfulness will be our shield and our rampart, according to Psalm 91. For this reason, the psalm tells us there is no need to fear day or night, enemies seen or unseen, because God is our refuge where we abide. The Lord is my refuge, not just shepherd. Psalm 23 gets a lot of airtime for that analogy, but the Lord is also my refuge. And so we dwell in God. And the psalmist promises us that no harm will overtake us, no disaster come near you, because God will guard you and protect you and be with you in trouble. It's a very reassuring psalm, and one that we can pray and read throughout this crisis because it reminds us to remain, to abide, to dwell with God and that God is indeed present with us in all things, and therefore we will not fear. But what happens if we pray this psalm and yet come down with coronavirus or get sick or someone we love dies? Does it mean that this psalm isn't true anymore? That's the question we'll look at next as we consider what it means to abide in love, to abide in God throughout all of this. Perhaps, as we talked about on Sunday, we need a perspective shift about ultimate reality. Jesus and Revelation will help us explore that next time. Until then, here are some more lyrics from Abide With Me. Abide with me. Fast falls the eventide. The darkness deepens, Lord. With me, abide. When other helpers fail and comforts flee, help of the helpless, abide with me. I fear no foe, with you at hand to bless. Ills have no weight and tears no bitterness. Where is death's sting? Where grave your victory? For I triumph still if you abide with me. Hold then your cross before my closing eyes. Shine through the gloom and point me to the skies where heaven's morning breaks and earth's vain shadows flee. In life and in death, O Lord, abide with me. Grace and peace to you. Amen.